Elite academics, Kamala Harris must bypass parliamentarian, pass amnesty for illegal aliens. By John Binder on October 6, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris must bypass the Senate parliamentarian and ram a plan through the United States Senate that will give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens, a group of elite academics says. For months, Senate Democrats have sought to slip an amnesty for illegal aliens into their $3.5 trillion filibuster-proof budget reconciliation package. Two specific amnesty plans brought to Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough were rejected. Now, Senate Democrats are working on a third amnesty plan to bring to McDonough for approval. One that would allow most of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens to remain in the U.S. by providing them with some form of parole status. Pressure, though, has increased from the Democrat Party's left wing for Harris to bypass McDonough's rulings and slip the most expansive amnesty plan of the two into the reconciliation package anyway. In a letter to Harris, nearly 100 academics from some of the nation's most elite universities, such as Harvard, Yale, and Duke University, urged the vice president to take matters into her own hands and ensure that an amnesty plan gets passed in the Senate through reconciliation. "We write as legal scholars in support of Title VII of the Build Back Better Act, which would provide 8 million people with a pathway to lawful permanent resident, LPR, status in the United States," the academics write. "We believe that the Senate can, consistent with the Congressional Budget Act and Senate rules, enact these LPR provisions through the budget reconciliation process. We believe, moreover, that lawmakers should seize this historic opportunity to extend the benefits of LPR status to these 8 million immigrant Americans, including individuals who arrived in the United States as children, who fled from armed conflict or natural disaster in their home countries, and who have performed critical work in vital sectors of the economy throughout the COVID-19 pandemic," emphasis added. The academics argue that Harris, as presiding officer of the Senate, ought to ditch McDonough's rulings and exercise her own judgment in deciding whether the amnesty plan should be included in the reconciliation package. "When determining whether a provision is extraneous, the presiding officer may rely on the Senate parliamentarian for expert advice," they write. However, as past parliamentarians have emphasized, the ultimate decision on a point of order lies with the presiding officer, subject to appeal to the full Senate. Illegal immigration, as Breitbart News has reported, is a boon to U.S. universities and colleges. The most recent estimates suggest that about 450,000 illegal aliens are holding spots at U.S. universities and colleges in the hopes of graduating to move on to white-collar jobs. Their enrollment is vital to inflating the taxpayer funding for the schools they attend. A number of open borders lobbying groups, many with financial ties to billionaire George Soros, wrote a similar letter to Harris, requesting that she bypass McDonough and put the amnesty plan into the reconciliation package. Despite the repeated, unfortunate, and misguided advice of the Senate parliamentarian on this question, as the presiding officer of the Senate, it is ultimately up to you to decide whether to take action to make a pathway to citizenship possible, the groups wrote. Some of those open borders lobbying groups are planning to rally outside the White House on Thursday to beg Harris to intervene. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.